In Saudi Arabia, one of the major worries these days is the economy. As the world's leading oil exporter, Saudi Arabia once enjoyed unprecedented wealth. But today, it's saddled with enormous debt, stagnant growth, and a rapidly expanding population. Saudis who were raised with a sense of entitlement are now having to adjust to a new reality. From Riyadh, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
A group of bored young Saudi men dressed in hip-hop fashion loiters around the entrance to a popular shopping mall here. 20-year-old Mohammed Intari says the guards won't let them in, fearing they'll make trouble, so they hang outside since there's little else to do. Intari explains he didn't get one of the limited university seats in the kingdom, and he still hasn't found a job, nor is he terribly optimistic he'll ever find one. I don't think there'll be any work for me in the future, he says. There are many people leaving university, and they don't find work, or if they do, it's all with connections. Intari says he wants to move to the U.S. to pursue a career, but some here fear that other frustrated youth may end up joining radical groups like the 15 young Saudis who helped hijack four U.S. airliners on September 11th. They highlighted one of the biggest challenges faced by the kingdom, a booming population of young people with diminishing prospects. Saudi Arabia's official unemployment rate is already at 15%, and the country is graduating far more high school and college students than it can employ, says Prince Sultan bin Salman, head of the country's tourism commission.
55 to 60% are people under the age of 20. It's also one of the fastest growing populations in the world. So in Saudi Arabia, we're addressing the job situation by restructuring the job market and training, really taking Saudis who are almost out of the job market, many of them, and retraining them, retooling, if you want.
Prince Sultan says there is work in Saudi Arabia. Some 7 million foreigners are employed here in jobs for which Saudis are either unqualified or won't do. During the oil boom years of the 70s and 80s, Saudi students were guaranteed comfortable government jobs. So many majored in Islamic studies, steering clear of subjects like science and mathematics. As a result, says businessman Hussein Shabokshi, the kingdom is saturated with graduates short on practical skills.
We have 50% of university graduates who are in religious-based majors. That has to change. There will be a shift towards required majors, required skills, and that will be echoed very soon within the economy.
Today, Saudi Arabia's oil-dependent economy is in crisis. Oil revenue dropped from a peak of $227 billion in 1981 to only $31 billion 5 years later due to fluctuating oil prices and demand. It's remained in that range ever since. Accordingly, per capita income has dropped here by more than half since the early 80s. Shabokshi says Saudi youth are having to come to terms with the fact that life won't be as easy for them as it was for their parents.
Unrealistic expectations of the past that used to come with being a Saudi are no longer so today.
Under Crown Prince Abdullah, who runs the kingdom's day-to-day affairs, Saudi Arabia has embarked on a program of economic reforms. It's seeking to stimulate stagnant growth by privatizing certain sectors and attracting foreign investment. It recently opened gas exploration to international companies, and it's trying to reduce its reliance on oil, says economist Omar Bagour.
Over the last 15 years, the government has embarked on a number of development plans to diversify the economy, but it's a known fact diversification is not an easy process. It's going to take quite some time.
Speaking at a recent economic forum in Jeddah, former U.S. President Bill Clinton encouraged the Saudis to develop solar energy in this desert climate. But among the kingdom's current priorities is tourism, says Prince Sultan, who runs the recently established Supreme Commission for Tourism.
Saudi Arabia is endowed by world-class cultural heritage, especially on the architectural side.
In a country that bans alcohol and requires women to wear headscarves, tourism may seem like an unlikely prospect. But the kingdom already attracts millions of Muslim pilgrims to the holy cities of Mecca and Medina. It's now hoping to expand its religious and domestic tourist industry, as well as develop high-end tourism to attract non-Muslims, says Prince Sultan.
So it's really a very enlightened tourism development program to create a tourism industry that will create jobs and that will be good for an economy.
Still, despite all the talk of economic reform and restructuring, some note that not much has actually changed. A recent report by the Saudi American Bank said the economy is expected to shrink by 2% this year. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Riyadh.